AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will send the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate Monday. The next step would be a trial.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Last week, the House impeached Trump over deadly violence at the Capitol by his supporters. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial to start next month.
This impeachment began with an unprecedentedly fast and minimal process over in the House. The sequel cannot be an insufficient Senate process that denies former President Trump his due process or damages the Senate or the presidency.
A trial delay could appeal to some Democrats. It would give the Senate more time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominees. On CNN this morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci said a lack of candor and facts about the coronavirus pandemic under President Trump very likely cost lives because it delayed getting sound scientific advice to the country. President Biden plans to take executive action to provide a stopgap measure of financial relief to millions of Americans. He wants to get assistance flowing while Congress begins to consider his much larger $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package. With millions of Americans waiting for their chance to get a coronavirus vaccine, a fortunate few are getting bumped to the front of the line as clinics scramble to get rid of extra perishable doses by the end of the day. One bright spot in the economy, sales of existing homes rose in December, pushing the entirety of 2020 to a pace not seen in 14 years. This is AP News. In Riverside County, California, hundreds of immigrants lined up to become some of the first farm workers to receive coronavirus vaccination shots. Esquel Hernandez got a shot.
That's fantastic. You know, some people get afraid. Some people don't like it. Say maybe, you know, something happened, but I'm not. Don't be afraid. I'm okay.
Luz Gallegos with a farm workers advocacy group says farm workers and families have been hit hard by the pandemic, and they are getting financial assistance.
We see two calls this morning from some of the families thanking us for the $2,000 for their dad, for their brother, but now they're going to use that money to bury them.
George Tudor is the owner of Tudor Ranch. He says it's the right thing to do to get these farmers vaccinated.
You look in your refrigerator, you go to the grocery store, everybody needs food, and it comes from someplace, and it comes from these fields, and it comes from these people's hard work.
About 300 workers at Tudor Farms were vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.